Yes. So physiatrists, they get us confused. We're the specialty of medicine that's only been around since World War II. And people either think we're psychiatry, which we're not, or podiatry, which we're not, but we actually cover both of those ends. And so we're MDs that specialize in rehabilitation of patients that have disabling conditions, either neuro, musculoskeletal, or other types of things. So I treat everything from quadriplegics, ALS, strokes, brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, to elite athletes that have musculoskeletal injuries. So, and we are all about function. And we're sort of, the way I look at us is we're kind of like the primary care physicians of really complex conditions, because we bring everything together. We work with neurosurgeons, neurologists, orthopedic surgeons, and sort of are the glue that guides the treatment plan. So that's what we are. So anyway, with that being said, my perspective on this is going to be probably a little different than someone that just only works in an office, because I see everything from people that have car accidents and literally their head comes off their spine, they call it atlantoccipital disruption, to people that have really severe strains, or people that look perfectly normal, but then have just severe functional problems and symptoms for years. And again, you know, my perspective of 30 years into this, which is kind of amazing, and have worked in the trauma centers, mostly Bentob here when I trained, but in Austin for about 22 years at Brackenridge, and see a lot of the accidents. And I was asked to talk a little bit about spine injuries and how car crashes impact the spine. And I entitled this The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and the Confusing. Because I think spine is one of the areas in medicine that there's so much controversy. And you see so many different directions that things go. And so I want to try and hit just some bottom line kind of things for you guys to know.